Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. It's Dickerson. It's Dom DiTommaso behind the glass. It's a Thursday, which means Pat Bostick will be in from 7 o'clock until 10. Jeff Hathorn at 9:35. And sort of a morbid start to the morning when Dom is quizzing me on celebrities, whether they're alive or dead, and someone texts in, can we just text in celebrities for Crowley to guess? Sure, why not? Let's have fun with it. We're all going to die. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm very good. I got something special for you, Crowley, at 6:25. Who's dead? Who's alive? All right, thank you, Dom. Yeah, you can text him in. Why not? How's it going?
I'm great.
Are you losing your voice? Or is that just a momentary?
Momentary.
Okay,
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Dom, how we doing behind the glass?
Fantastic.
One of my buddies just texted me and said, Dom's great.
He's the man.
Well, tell him I said thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, we get this cardstock paper every day. Or this? Is this yours?
Oh, yeah. That's my paper.
How about that? So Michael Jackson died 15 years ago today?
I think it's 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2009. I remember.
Man.
Yep, we were driving around. Me and Bill Stahl were driving across the Hot Metal Bridge, and we heard it.
Wow.
Yep.
My father-in-law used to drive very quickly over the Hot Metal Bridge so we wouldn't get quote-unquote burned.
Oh, nice.
Dad jokes. Don't you love him?
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's one of those interesting cases.
Yep.
You know, where it's like you have to separate
art from artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I can do that. I'll admit, I can do that. I can absolutely do that. I can listen to his music and love it. I grew up on it. I could put on a banger. And once I put on one, I have to put on five.
Well, and this isn't a great analogy here. And we're not going to actually talk sports in the pre-show. But I just want to watch Rodgers throw a football.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, I just wanted to watch him throw a football. A.B., just go catch the ball. Just like I'm going to listen to a Michael Jackson song, and I'm just going to listen to the song. That's all. People are blowing the text line up now with people who may be alive or dead. I don't know how to do this. Herman Munster?
Gone.
Has to be.
Yeah. Gwynn something?
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn, yeah. Yeah, he's gone.
He was on that text too. Fred Gwynn, Herman Munster. How about that?
Uh-huh.
John Denver. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. Tim Curry.
He's still with us, but he's barely with us. He played It, Pennywise.
How in the hell?
He's that... in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Yeah, he's struggling.
I don't want to play anymore.
Who are you going to ask? How in the hell? Did you know Tim Curry was Pennywise? In the original?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're a horror movie fan. You say you are.
I love horror movies.
I just think of Tim Curry in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Have a lovely day.
Oh, that's why. This is one of, we have debated this with our listeners for years now since we've been doing the show together. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York is better than the original,
no,
even though the original is awesome.
No doubt about it.
And the reason why it's better is you take two movies, they're pretty much equal, and I slap Tim Curry on one? That breaks the tie. Please tell me Freeman's with us, Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. If he had passed, you could say thank God, and you may actually be thanking Morgan Freeman. Steve Irwin, come on. He's gone for long time.
Yeah. I remember that one, too.
Irwin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Stingray?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Barbara Walters?
She's still with us.
Hey, how do you know?
Just pay attention. I pay attention to those things. I'm morbid like you. But I kind of hold it in.
Yeah. I make terrible jokes.
You have to like.
It's how I cope. It's awful.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But I'm morbid like that. I'm like, I want to know who's still with us, who's not, because I don't know. I don't know why.
Someone writes in 2025 Pirates season, dead or alive. Multiple people have now written in Air Bud. Get out of here.
He's been gone.
Been gone. What was Air Bud's best sport?
Oh, man. Football. Golden receiver. He was a dog. He was out there running routes, catching the ball with his teeth. They couldn't even tackle him.
That's one of the best jokes ever. It's so stupid.
So dumb.
He was a Air dog. Bud, great receiver. He was a dog.
He's a dog.
Yeah, we lost Air Bud. Fred Rogers, yeah, I know, RIP. Wasn't he right before 9/11 or right after 9/11?
Right around there, I think.
He was. Dick Butkus, he's got to be gone.
No, he's still here.
What?
I'm pretty sure.
No
way.
Pretty
sure. I never even told you that story.
He died in October of 23.
Oh, okay. Remember the show Bound for Glory? Remember they did that with Montour? I played against Montour that year. That was my senior year in high school.
Really?
And Palco opted us out of the TV show. But they were all still there. Like, they still were filming, like, just like clips. But he didn't want them to talk about us. So there was a whole crew. I think it was on ESPN, right?
Yeah.
It was a whole ESPN crew my senior year. Last game of the year. Dick Butkus is just standing in the middle of the field. He wasn't even the coach. Like, he was just pretending to be the coach. But it was real. Lou Cerro was the coach. And there was just cameras everywhere. It was wild. And we beat them like 58-0.
Did you want to be on it?
Kind of. I was like, yeah. Like, dude, what? Best players in the country.
Palco needed you to be
He was like,
laser focused.
He's like, we're not going on a stupid show. But yeah, Bound for Glory. How about that?
Tony Hawk?
He's here.
Doesn't Tony Hawk tweet all the time about people who are like, "Don't you look like that skateboarder guy?"
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I guess I do.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
People are saying Barbara Walters is dead, Dorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm on it.
What about Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman?
He's gone.
Yes. He is. Watch the documentary on him.
That's why I knew.
Did you watch it?
No. Oh. Yeah, she left us in 2022.
I didn't know that.
William Shatner. Oh, tell me Shatner's with us.
He's with us. You know he's really famous for?
Didn't he go to space?
He's in Star Trek, but what he's really famous for. Dom, do you know what William Shatner?
No, I meant like he actually went to space.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Do you know what William Shatner's ultimately famous for?
Boston Legal, great show.
What William Shatner is ultimately famous for?
Wouldn't you say Star Trek?
Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking Star Trek.
If we both say Star Trek, we're right.
Nope. You want to know?
Sure.
Yeah.
His face is the design of Michael Myers' mask.
He's not more famous for that.
It's Michael Myers' mask. They took his face and made Michael Myers' mask. That's where they got the mask from.
I look at Shatner and I don't think scary, but I look at Michael Myers and yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's where that's where they got the mask from, was William Shatner's face.
I never knew that.
Yep.
For the original?
Uh-huh.
Gene Hackman, gone.
Very recently, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis was one I was also going to throw in, speaking of Halloween.
Wow, she's got to be with us.
She is.
Yeah.
And Doran, she has said that, kind of inferred that she's open to doing more Halloween movies.
Well, she just did one a couple years ago.
Right. And she might do more.
I mean, at this point, like, where can the story go?
Like, well, they already unkillable.
I mean, they already altered the story in the newer ones. She's not even his brother or his sister. I don't know.
Did you like the new trilogy?
I kind of did. I didn't like the last one. The last one was stupid.
It wasn't even about Michael.
Right. It was about the kid.
Right.
And Michael's all old. Like, you could have. There's so many ways that you could have made that to end it. Obviously, it was Halloween end. Sorry, Crowley. You could have made it so good.
I'm Googling celebrities right now.
And they go and they choose to, like, barely show Michael Myers, and they have some kid, like, some random kid, like, make it at least his, like, nephew.
Right. And when they showed Michael, he didn't even look like.
He was all old and, like, decrepit. Yeah. Like,
Lori took him out in, like, 2 minutes.
Right. Put him in that little machine. Oh, that was stupid.
Robert Duvall still with us, 94 years old.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple
people have James now texted Conn. In Ray Liotta.
Gone. He's gone. Goodfellas? Yeah.
Didn't know that, Crowley? That was like a big deal, I think.
Anytime anybody passes away, it's a big deal.
Dorn, would you say Ray
Liotta? Is Clint Eastwood with us?
Who?
Clint?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Would you say Ray Liotta is more known for Goodfellas or Field of Dreams?
Oh, Goodfellas.
I agree.
Goodfellas.
Never saw Field of Dreams. How about that?
Me neither.
Wow.
That's why I said Goodfellas.
Wow.
Never seen it. Have you seen it?
Of course I've seen it. Come on, guys.
Was he Ty Cobb?
Have I seen Ty Cobb? He died in like the 30s.
Was he Ty Cobb in Field of Dreams?
I don't think so.
Doesn't Ty Cobb pop up? I need to watch Field of Dreams.
I
don't like to watch stuff that makes me cry, though.
I've never seen it. Never.
That's like the ultimate dad movie.
Did we lose Carrot Top?
No. No.
Oh.
Ray Liotta is Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Ah. Mm. Ah.
In Field of Dreams.
Ah. So close. No, we still got Carrot Top.
Yeah.
He's only 60 Carrot Top. Freaky dude. He freaks me out. He just does. I mean, I was scared of him as a kid. I looked at the picture. He freaked me out. Not to continue like the morbid theme here. Spoiler alert, Simpsons fans out there. Should we do this? We can do this.
What?
Because they just stopped drawing the cartoon. Like, we don't actually have to cry. Marge Simpson, they killed her off.
In the show?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. So it got me thinking about the biggest TV deaths of all time. Good pre-show topic.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll tell you one that was shocking at the time. And you're not a Game of Thrones guy. You are, right?
I just want to clarify, no Better Call Saul spoilers.
Okay, because I was going to go that route.
All right.
Okay.
I haven't seen Better Call Saul, and I need to because yes. I'm a huge Breaking Bad guy.
If you need a Breaking Bad fix, that is literally close. That is as close as you
can get. Yeah, I got to see that.
It's as close as you can get.
We're doing Mobland this weekend.
Oh, please do.
The Bear's back. We started watching that again last night. Ned Stark at the end of season one, Game of Thrones. Just, I didn't read the book for all you, read the book. I didn't. Didn't read it till after. Read them after. He was the main character. Everyone's like, oh, this is great. Bang, head chopped off. See ya. Big one.
TV deaths.
What about, spoiler, Breaking Bad, Walter White?
That's a great one. I mean, because they didn't cop out. They could have copped out. They didn't cop out.
See, like, that didn't surprise me because I'm like, any big time drug dealer like that, like, how else is it going to end?
I don't think it was surprising, but they needed to do it. And if they didn't do it, it would have been totally weak sauce.
Yeah.
Well, the creator, Vince Gilligan, said that they also consider the ending being literally everybody else dies except Walt. That was the other ending they were floating
that
around.
That probably would have been.
Like, even like Skyler and the
Skyler, Flynn, Marie, Hank, everybody.
Someone texts in Derek from Grey's Anatomy almost stopped the world. Yeah, was that McDreamy or McSteamy?
Never could get those two. Never, always.
I just remember
up.
My mom and sister watching it back in the day, and they're like, oh, this McSteamy, this McDreamy, and I had no idea who was who. Two handsome doctors. One of them died.
Hmm.
There are some shows where you figure people need to go,
and they
don't, and it's weak.
Yep.
Like, sometimes you just gotta kill one off.
How about Tony Soprano?
He was sitting in the diner at the end.
Nah, he died. We all know he died.
But you don't know.
Yeah, like, is that what...
That, to me...
That just ended. Like, I've never seen the show, but I've seen the ending. And it just ends. I don't know what they were trying to get at there. You guys probably know, since you've seen the show, like, were they trying to say that they, like, got, like, killed or something? Like, what?
They were leaving it up to the imagination, which I actually liked. I'm one of the few people that liked that.
I thought it was a genius ending.
Yeah, even though I'm just talking about cop-outs.
There's another death in Sopranos. I won't spoil it, Doran, just in case.
Yeah, don't do it.
Crowley season 5, I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
One of the saddest deaths, movies, television. Oh, my God.
Dolly Parton still with us?
Yes.
Good. You know what? I knew that because she mails my daughter a book every month.
Really?
Probably not her, but she's got this nice program where they'll mail out books to kids.
I feel like she's a nice person.
Nice person.
In person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Texter, have you guys seen the Breaking Bad El Camino movie? Yeah, yes. I thought it sucked.
Terrible.
Terrible.
It was just weird because everybody was so much older. Like, so much older, and it looked kind of ridiculous.
Texter, Kenny died on South Park. Yeah, every episode. Someone wrote in Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball.
Oh, I mean the toughest movie death for me, and really one of the toughest deaths in real life was Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
and Rocky IV.
Definitely saw Rocky.
You seen Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Whenever Ivan Drago kills him in the movie, I remember being a kid and just being like, "What's why? Why does this have to happen? Like, why? On my knees. Why? Why? Why did he kill Apollo Creed? Like, thinking it was real." And obviously, Carl Weathers just passed away too. So
yeah,
that,
he
that
did.
Was tough.
Carl Weathers, who is hilarious in Arrested Development. If you guys have never seen that, great show, hilarious show, one of the funniest shows of all time. This was a real sad one when John Ritter died in real life and
yes,
they had to kill him
sad.
Off Eight Simple Rules. Yes. Oh, jeez.
I was a huge John Ritter fan. My dad always used to watch Three's Company.
Three's Company is great.
And I was like probably one of the biggest problem child movie like fans.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I watched it probably once a week when I was little, mm-hmm. both of them, and he was the dad in that.
Yeah.
With the bad kid.
One of the ultimate TV dads of all time. I mean,
it crushed me.
Yeah.
2003, I'll never forget my mom coming in the room before school. Saying John Ritter died, and I just like laid in bed. Was like,
that was disgusting. That was really sad.
Yep.
Three's Company drove me nuts, but we watched it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some sort of big misunderstanding. The plot of every show, just like Gilligan's Island, can't get off the damn island. You think they're going to get off the damn island? Don't get off the damn island. Never get off the island.
Oh, man. What are some other ones?
Marley and Me, instant tears. Well, yeah, that's I don't tough. Watch dog death movies.
That's a tough one.
Don't do it. Can't do it, won't do it.
That's a tough one.
James Caan's death in The Godfather really got me first mm-hmm. time I watched it.
Are we out?
Mm. No. I'm trying to think really hard. There's some big time ones.
Joe Pesci's death in Casino.
Whenever he was in the hole?
Yeah.
That was tough.
That was tough.
That's a tough watch.
That was a really tough watch.
That's worse than like a horror movie.
Everyone in The Departed.
Oh, great one. Leo's death in The Departed.
That great one. I mean, that is, you think he's got it all figured out. Bang. Elevator opens. See ya. Spoiler alert. Is Regis gone? Philbin?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think so, yes. Yes, because he used to do, what, New Year's, right? Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think that was Dick Van Dyke.
I think Dick Clark. Dick Clark.
One of the Dicks.
Regis Philbin didn't do New Year's?
He might have. I might have well actuallyed you and had definitely not known
wrong.
The answer.
I don't know. I don't think he's with
Is
us.
Is Bonnie though. Blue gone?
No.
Okay. Texter, Tony Stark, Endgame. Yeah.
Do you remember when Shady tweeted it out? He had a screening?
Yes.
And he tweeted it out, and everybody was just like crushing him.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Nobody had. He was the only. He was like had like a private viewing. In like L.A. And he tweeted it.
I said yesterday that I only sports hated him, but if he had spoiled it for me, I'd have hated him in real life.
That was tough. I was like, what are you doing? Because everybody was waiting, you know, to see that movie. I remember Tony Stark. Oh my God, no way. Something like that.
You can't do that.
What
Shady?
Are you doing?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, I was going to say that one.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Did Adam Sandler die in Uncut Gems? I don't think he did. I didn't
know
he did.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I only watched that movie one time.
Same here.
Made me terribly uncomfortable.
Watched it one time.
Yes, he did.
Henry Blake on MASH.
Yeah, you knew that one.
Someone texted it in. You ain't seen MASH?
It's so funny because it pops up every once in a while, one of those, you know, funny videos. It's like, and it's like the intro to MASH. And it's like, you knew whenever you were little and this show came on, it was late. Like, you need to go to bed.
Yep.
It was late. You're over there watching, like, whatever. And you're up real late. And MASH starts coming on. You're like, oh, man, I better go to bed. Sun starts coming out. Talk.
How long after a movie or show has come out are you allowed to just openly talk about it without being afraid of spoiling?
It's a great question.
A couple months. I would say I would give it a little grace, like a 3-month grace. Like if you haven't seen it yet, then it's like, okay, like I'm going to talk about this.
You haven't seen The Wire?
I was going to put it on the other day.
There's a couple of really good ones in that. So I'm not going to spoil that for you. Someone just texted one in. It's a great call. Texter, Leo's death in the Titanic. Well, he was on a boat that famously sank and a lot of people died. I feel like going into that, you're thinking some main characters are going to go.
I was going to throw that one out too.
She definitely had room on that boat. They did that in Mythbusters.
That's right.
Which, I love that show. Mythbusters? I think we recently just lost somebody from Mythbusters.
Who did we lose from?
Grant Imahara from Mythbusters. Gone. At 49.
Jackass.
Oh, wait, no. He's still alive.
Ryan Dunn, maybe?
Yes.
That was a tougher one.
Yeah. Well, that show was awesome. Movies, awesome, back in the day. We used to watch them, and then we'd try to do weird stuff around the house.
Same.
Like, we'd, like, snort black pepper and stuff. Real yep. stupid. All right. Great show.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Could the Pirates really trade Mitch Keller to the Chicago Cubs? What would they get in return? Should Ben Cherington even be allowed to make deals? That's all on the way. Plus, Paul Skeens pulled early. Bang. Bang, 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 bang.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.